Sierra Leone's 11-year civil war was overshadowed by conflicts in other parts of Africa. But the war, which lasted until 2002, forced hundreds of thousands of citizens into refugee camps in neighboring Guinea. A new documentary called The Refugee All-Stars focuses on a singular group of those refugees. Musicians who met in the camps created a band and then performed in other refugee camps across Guinea.
You got to sleep on a tarpaulin mat. We did so cold. Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
And now
it's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee.
Ooh,
it's not easy.
Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee. Still, life as a refugee was often better than staying in Sierra Leone. At one point, the rebels chopped off the hand of one of the musicians and the arm of another. Another musician was forced to murder his own child while the rebels stood by and watched. The band's songs express the pain and suffering of the refugees, but it's also clear throughout the film that music brings them joy. The Refugee All-Stars recently won the Grand Jury Prize for Best Documentary at the AFI Film Festival in Los Angeles. The director and producer of the film, Zach Niles, and the lead singer of the band, Ruben Karoma, join us from the studios of NPR West. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mr. Karoma, tell us, if you could, about how music enlivened your time in the refugee camp.
Well, music has done much for me because I lost my loved ones and most of my property. But when I went into the refugee camp, I started meditating and started playing music. So I seemed to forget all my troubles. And since music healed me, de-traumatized me, I decided to form a group so that we can also heal the other people because we all have sickness.
One of the songs we wanted to talk to you about was Big Lesson.
Yeah.
This is a song that talks about forgiving, forgetting?
Yeah, because we've seen a big lesson. It was a big mistake for a brother to fight against his own brother.
Oh, what a big lesson that we have learned. We've been away too long from home. Oh, what a big lesson that we have learned. To be treated in a strange land.
Oh, Mr. Man, let us forgive and forget. Oh, my young man, pick up your books and study.
It was a really big mistake. So now that we have realized that mistake, I think it's high time we all put our hands together and rebuild our country.
Although we suffer, we suffer, we suffer.
We suffer, oh yeah.
Although we punish, we punish, we punish.
We punish, oh yeah.
Hey, this is the time for us to go back home.
Yeah.
This is the time for us to go back home.
This is the time for us to go back home.
Mr. Niles, what did you first notice about this group of musicians?
It just became so clear that this was something that they felt they had to do. And so I think that combined with their bond, they really act as practically a family. I mean, many of them have lost family members, mm-hmm. And they kind of have come together. You know, the youngest guy in the group, Black Nature, he's a young rapper, and you know, he lost both his parents in the war, and the band really acted as a surrogate family and really brought him up and really encouraged his talents. So,
I guess I can't think of anyone better in the world to tell us, Mr. Karoma, what music can do for people who've suffered great loss and who live in often great danger and deprivation.
Music, something people use to express their grief. I mean, if you have some pain in your heart and you have the courage to sing, it seems as if the pain has to ease up, mm-hmm. you know. And then for the people who are hearing us, some people smile, some people are happy, you know, because everybody was seriously traumatized. So at any time we play our music, you can see that people laughing, people just get joy because of that. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a medicine for people who have troubles in their mind. We give them the real medicine.
Mr. Niles, tell us a little bit
what it was like for you as an interested outsider to go around and see the kind of reaction that the band gets.
You know, you don't see it as food. I think there's a lot of aid organizations out there who help with food and medicine, all very necessary things, but there's also a healing of the heart that needs to happen. And the Refugee All-Stars, I mean, if you could see the expression on these people's faces when we would pull into the camp and they would start playing, I mean, it really was like something had been lifted. And I remember there was an older man who was dancing to the music. He was dancing to one of Ruben's songs. And I remember somebody pulled me aside and said, "This man's been in a refugee camp for 6 years, and I've never seen him dance. I've never seen him smile."
What song was that? We could all stand to hear that one.
I would imagine that was Soda Soup.
Yeah, it was Soda Soup.
That's Ruben's big hit.
Some people that been their blob said they know they was sweet soda soup. Some people that been their blob said they know they was sweet soda soup. Soda soup they put them close. It they give them crawl.
There's actually a very interesting story behind that song. You want to explain the Soda Soup song?
Oh, yeah. Soda soup is a local meat soup, but people overlook it because people say it is not good. But actually, when things were difficult in our country, you can see that all the rich people, everybody wash with soda soup, because by then there is no ship coming up with things, and so people have to adjust to the local meat soup. This is to tell us that we should learn to respect what we can make ourselves than the things that are coming in our country. Yeah.
What's your country like these days, Mr. Kuruma?
Well, our country, actually, there is peace. Mm-hmm. There is security.
You're back in Freetown now, right?
Yes, I've lived here. I went there back in 2004. And I've lived there up till now.
What's it like to be back?
It's difficult, actually, because we have a lot of problems in Sierra Leone. Economic problems, job problems, electricity problem. But the most important thing that I cherish is the peace, because the foundation of development is peace. So I think that's the beginning. And I'm very hopeful that our people will change and then our country will one day be rebuilt. I'm very hopeful.
Are you and the Refugee All-Star still playing music?
We are still together. And in fact, we are living together in the same house. We are living as a family.
Mr. Niles, why do you hope people see this film? What do you hope they come away with?
We deal with the war, but what we really deal with are the people that are affected by the war and what people do to try and get through that trauma. And this power of music, the sort of universal thing that everybody throughout every corner of the world feels, pulling out the humanity is what we really want to do, and it all starts with a little step. So,
and a little beat and a little rhythm.
And a little rhythm, that's right, a little dance.
Director and producer Zach Niles and singer Ruben Kuruma from our studios at NPR West. Mr. Kuruma, really nice talking to you, sir.
Thank you.
And Mr. Niles, also nice meeting you.
Thank you very much.
The Refugee All-Stars recently won the Grand Jury Prize for Best Documentary at the American Film Institute in Los Angeles. And the band, the Refugee All-Stars, has just produced a CD, Living Like a Refugee.
Yo, the shout-outs goes down to all my family in Nakini Town, yo. Watson Lee.
You can find more music from the Refugee All-Stars on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
My Reverend Cole, that's my principal. In every Pagos, in boys and girls school. That's a shout out to so you respect. It's me, Black Nature. Now I'm saying, the Refugee All Stars Band. That's where we go slow, Mr. Ruben. To all my elders, shout outs goes to you. It's me, Black Nature. Enter slavery, too sorry.